From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Not all Western allies are supporting the missile strike on Syria by the U.S., Russia, I should say Britain and France. Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, is criticizing the action, which coalition leaders have said were necessary after the Syrian Assad regime allegedly unleashed chemical weapons on civilians, killing dozens last week.
There is a danger that action that is taken hastily, action that doesn't necessarily contribute to peace, actually risks not just escalating the civil war, but escalating the tensions internationally as well. So this, I think, makes it all the more important that leaders take the time to set out their objectives and strategies carefully.
British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson stands by the action.
We worked with American friends, our French friends, to degrade Assad's chemical weapons capability. That was the important point. And I hope that this will be a deterrent to him. And obviously, I hope that it will mean no further humanitarian suffering by the Syrian people as a result of the use of chemical weapons.
U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by phone to the leaders of Britain and France about the joint airstrikes. The U.S. Department of Defense said they were targeted in targeting three sites believed to be linked to the production of chemical and biological weapons. The attacks were a retaliation for suspected chemical attacks near Damascus last weekend that killed more than 40 people. Afghanistan reported deadly border skirmishes with Pakistan Sunday, but it was not immediately known who initiated it. A regional Afghan police chief told VOA the clashes erupted early morning along a border district in southeastern province and that the exchange of fire was ongoing. This is VOA News.